Doom will destroy those responsible for this indignity. Doom will not rest until he has his vengeance. Doom will not be confined. He will escape this minuscule prison and rain death and destruction on everyone responsible. Not even the nail makers or the sowers of the seeds that grew into the trees that were mercilessly chopped down to construct this shoddy container will be spared. When the dust settles and the ash clears, Doom will have repopulated the rainforests out of the compost of the dead. In Latveria, it is said, blessed are the boxmakers, for they will make the boxes that will store the wealth of the future. Under Doom's leadership, Latveria has many boxmakers, and they have many boxes, and the wealth of the future is shiny indeed. And none, not those responsible for this ignominy, not those who profit off my so-called defeat, not those in the ivory tower who expelled Doom when his project to rescue his mother from the void of hell itself was sabotaged and exploded, not the terrible Richards, none shall have access to the profit of our future. None will have access, and none will shepherd Latveria into a new age. A Doom Age! For when Doom pries himself free of this shoddily constructed containment, I shall double and redouble my efforts to take down the vile Richards and all who support him, provide succor to him, and all who bow in reverence to his name. Richards shall fall, and it shall be Doom who makes him fall. All shall rise and clamor for Doom. And Doom shall defeat Richards and leave him a broken and scarred shell of a man. And he shall recognize Doom as his superior. And all the world shall bow before Doom. All shall bow before Doom. And all who oppose Doom shall have no recourse but vapid and impotent prayer. For they shall call upon a god not there. A god not listening. And the only god that shall hear their pitiful cries shall be Doom. And Doom will stand before them. And Doom will turn away from their cries for mercy.